الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are witnessing some terrible things that are happening in the world. I really don't have the words to describe what is happening in Syria, for example, in Aleppo. When I think of Aleppo, I think of the beautiful adhan of the Muazzin from the Jamia Masjid of Aleppo, which is on the internet. I'm going to ask Umar to send that along with this further reminder. Absolutely wonderful, one of the great adhans of the world, from the Haramain, from Al-Aqsa, and in Sham, from Aleppo. But wallahi, I don't know if that masjid is still there, if the Imam is there, if that adhan is being called, or if any adhan is being called for that matter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy all oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save the poor and innocent Muslims who are being persecuted and who are being killed and abused for absolutely no reason whatsoever. The question that I keep getting asked over and over again is, what can I do? And I is whoever asked me the question, the individual, to say, what can I do? And this person may be, obviously this person is not living in Sham, not living in Syria. This person is living in different countries of the world. But they ask this question, what can I do? And my answer obviously and always is to say, do whatever you can do within the laws of your country. So if your laws of the country permit you to give financial aid, send money, send whatever help that you can send. But irrespective of that, what you and I can all do and we should do is to make dua. Now, the usual response I get from not usual, but some people, they say, well, you know, what is the point of just dua? What is the point of just dua? Now, I submit to you, my brothers and sisters, that this is one of our problems of our aqidah and our iman, that we seem to have lost touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent where to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it seems like something which is useless and worthless for us. May Allah forgive me for saying that. But this is our attitude as far as dua is concerned. And my submission to you, and I remind myself, that this is something which is completely wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, dua is the best weapon, the best resource of the Muslim. He said, this is the resource of the Muslim. And he said that if the believer, if the person who is muttaqi raises his hands in dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua before his hands are lowered. Rabbi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the believer makes dua and if he ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the destinies of people. There's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating suhoor, and there were some other people with him who were also eating suhoor for fasting. They were eating the morning before dawn, the sahari. And Bilal radiallahu anhu came and said, Ya Rasulullah, please stop eating. It is time for Salatul Fajr. So I'm going to call the adhan. And then he left. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the people, continue to eat. Bilal always, he is very eager for Salatul Fajr. So he always makes these announcements too early. Bilal radiallahu anhu came back after a little while and they were still eating. He said, Ya Rasulullah, it's time. You have to stop eating. It's, time for Fajr. And then he left again. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the people, he said, no, it doesn't matter, eat. Bilal will, he calls it too early. A few minutes later, Bilal radiallahu anhu came and said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is time for Fajr, you have to stop. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped eating. And he said to the people to stop. The people asked him, Ya Rasulullah, when he came the first time and the second time, you did not stop eating, and now the third time you stopped eating. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, Wallahi Ya Rasulullah, it is time for Fajr. And he said, if the believer calls the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and says something, Allah will make it happen. So this is the power of the dua of the mu'min. But who is the mu'min? I'm talking about myself. I'm saying we need to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna Allaha ma'al ladhina taqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun." Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily Allah is with the people of taqwa and with the people who do ihsan. My brothers and sisters, it's like an old broken record that I have to say this again and again to myself, that we have to look at ourselves. Whether you and I like it or not, what is happening in Syria, what's happening anywhere in the world, is eventually linked to what we are doing with our own lives in whichever country we may be living in. Now, this is a reality, this is a fact. And whether we like to believe it or not, this is actually a fact, that our lives are intertwined, our lives are connected, and what we do in one place produces results somewhere else. As I say, the El Nino effect, the butterfly beats its wings in the Amazonian rainforest and there is a cyclone in Japan. This is the example that is given to show the linked nature of the world. That's not something which happens literally, but it's called the El Nino effect. The point is that if you look at it, this El Nino effect is there in our lives as well. What we do in one place has an effect somewhere else. And seriously, we have to ask ourselves and say, what is it in my life that I need to change? What is it that I need to bring in obedience to Allah? What is it that I need to bring in obedience to the Sunnah of Rasulullah? Tell me seriously, we cannot even bring ourselves to wake up and come for Salatul Fajr, and you want to talk about Aleppo, and you want to talk about Syria, and you want to talk about Sham. I mean, amazing. It's crazy how we like to fool ourselves. If you can't even get out of bed and go and pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid by Jama'ah, and you say, what can I do? And when somebody like me says, make dua, you say, what's the point of dua? That's absolutely senseless argument. Let us look at our own lives and say, what is it in my life that I need to fix? Which hukum and which order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala am I disobeying? Which sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam am I disobeying? Stop fooling yourself, my brothers and sisters. I remind myself and you, let us not fool ourselves. Let us open our eyes to what we are doing and recognize that the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down in relation to what the hands of human beings send up in terms of our amal. And this is not my fatwa, this is not my theory. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Allah said, "Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nasi liyudhiqahum ba'd alladhi 'amilu la'allahum yarji'un." In Surah Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the fasad on the earth and the fasad on the seas, the trials and tribulations and difficulties and oppression and killing and murders and whatnot that is happening on the earth and on the seas is because of the kinds of deeds that people do with their hands. And this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this to happen to give them a taste of the bigger punishment that is waiting for them if they do not change their ways. And wallah, what more do we want? This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is the kalam of Allah. Let us look at our own lives and fix them. Second thing is, let us sincerely make dua. Make a tahajjud fard on yourself. Stand in tahajjud and go in sujood and ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Aleppo and elsewhere. And in Salatul Fajr, recite the Qunut Nazila, which was the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to recite Qunut. I request people tell the imams, and inshallah the imams are the best people to recite. So recite Qunut Nazila and make dua for the people of Syria and for people elsewhere who are in any form of oppression and whatever is happening in Syria. Inshallah, if we do these two things, fix ourselves, bring our lives in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in obedience to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please let me say this over and over and over and over, that you cannot have du'as accepted if you are deliberately breaking the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please stop doing that. It's high time. When on earth are you going to stop doing that? Stop breaking the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stop going against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do, and that is what will give us success. And then let us make dua in tahajjud, and let us recite Qunut Nazila, dua Qunut in Salatul Fajr, inshallah. Of course, it can be done at in other times as well, but Salatul Fajr, it is the sunnah to recite Qunut Nazila and Salatul Fajr. So let us do that, and let us make dua, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the situation of the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, for his help, We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection for all the Muslims and for all the innocent people, Muslim or not Muslim, who are under any form of oppression. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy the oppressors, whoever they might be, whether it is Bashar al-Assad or whether it is ISIS or whoever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all oppression from the face of the earth. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.